Today we turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
今天我们来到以弗所书第四章，我们回到以弗所书的第四章第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
一神就是一切的父，超越一切之上，又穿梭于一切之中，也住在一切之内。
I am encouraged by your feedback you give me in the past few weeks.
在过去几个星期呢，我得到当中一些人的反馈，我觉得很鼓励。
Some of you say to me that what we are learning from Ephesians chapter 4 is very important.
有人告诉我，从以弗所书第四章学到的东西是非常重要。
Others note that I've already given three lessons from the one same text, specifically verse 6.
有其他人留意到，从同一段圣经我是讲了三次，尤其是第六节。
We can learn so much from just one verse.
你留意到我们从一节圣经就学到很多东西。
Yes, the text is rich in meaning, and we haven't exhausted it.
没错，这个经文的意义是很丰富，而我们还没讲完。
Today, we'll continue with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, from yet another angle.
今天我们继续讲第四章的第六节，但是从另一个角度去讲。
But first, let us recap what we learned last lesson.First six begin with two words, one God, which means the God of the Bible is very different from other so-called gods.
但首先呢，我想重温一下上一个礼拜学咗啲乜嘢。第六节呢，两个字开始，呢两个字就系一神，意思即系话咧，圣经嘅神同其他嘅神灵咧系分别好大。
The God of the Bible is unique.
圣经嘅神咧系好独特嘅。
Next, we see the phrase Father of all.
下一句，一切的父。
In the Gospels, the one whom Jesus calls Heavenly Father is the one God.
在福音书里面，耶稣所称他为父的那个呢，就是这个一神了。
Not anyone else.
不是其他的任何一个人。
So when our text says one God, it means our Heavenly Father.
所以当经文讲到一神的话呢，意思是指我们天上的父。
Jesus himself is not God.But Jesus has been promoted Lord by God.
耶稣本身不是神，但是耶稣被神升为主。
In most letters written by Paul, it opens with the words, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在保罗的书信里面，一开始就是这样。愿恩典从我们的父神那里有恩典，还有主耶稣。耶稣就是主。
We see that in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
我们从以弗所书第一章的一至三节就
We see that again in chapter 4 and verse 5.
第四章第五节又再提到是这样。
What follows are three descriptions of this one God.
后面就有三个形容神的词语。
Who is above all and through all and in all.
他就是超乎一切之上。又穿梭于一切之中，亦都住在一切之内。
We saw that the original Bible says Father of all, not all people. There is a big difference between the Father of all and the Father of all people only.
在原文的圣经呢，我们看到呢，神就是一切的父，而不是众人的父。因为一切的父和众人的父呢，两者的意思呢，是差距很大。
This one God is the Father of everything, not just human beings.
以为一神呢，是一切的父，不是单单人的父。
Then the three prepositions, above all, through all, and in all, have more than one meaning.
我们知道超越、穿梭于或者住在，这三个前置词呢，是有多过一个的意思。
These extra meanings are hidden in our translations.
在圣经的译本里面，这个意思是隐藏了。
Let me quote to you the definitions of the first two prepositions here from BAGD, Greek Lexicon of the New Testament.
我们先看看头那两个前置词在希腊文的新约大词典的解释。
First, the words are epipanton.At least, this first description has two meanings, not one. Above or over.
首先就是超越，在希列文是 pipanton， 所以最少是有两个意思，不是一个。
That is, God has control over all. God is not controlled by anything or anyone.
神是统管万人，而神不是被任何其他东西去管辖他。
That is the first meaning, over.
这个就是第一个意思了，超越。
The second meaning is above all. God is above all. He's far beyond all things.
另一个意思就是在上。神就是一切之上，远远超过一切。
Let me come to the second preposition, through all, diapanton.
我来到第二个前置词，观乎 diapanton.
In Greek, diapanton means more than one thing.
Diapanton 这个希列文是有多过一个的意思。
If you're talking about a place, a location, diapanton means God can freely go through all places.
如果讲到是一个地点的话，或者一个地方，就是说神是可以在任何地方的自由出入。
There is no obstacle that can stop God.
没什么东西可以阻挡到神出入。
But then there is another meaning, by means of.That means God can make all things to serve His purposes.
但是 diapanton 有另外一个意思，就是藉住某个方法，就是说神是能够用一切的东西去达到他的目的。
And finally, diapanton can also mean throughout a time period.
另外一个意思呢， diapanton 是贯穿任何一个时段了。时间
，which means God is eternal. God is throughout time, space.
意思就系话咧，神系永恒嘅，神咧系能够贯穿时空。
The wonder the Hebrew Bible describes him as He was, He is, and He is to come.
难怪咧，圣经咧形容神咧为昔在、今在、永在嘅神。
Now, last week I also learned that the first and the third preposition have special meaning.
上一次我们都学过第一个前置词和第三个呢是有一个特别的意思。
Think about it again. On the one hand, God is above all. On the other hand, God is in all.
一方面呢神就是超乎一切之上。另外一方面呢神也是住在一切之内。
We learned last week that at least this means God is invisible.
上一个礼拜我们就学到了这个意思呢最少呢就是讲到神是肉眼看不到的。
God is above all that can be seen by human eyes.
神是超乎一切我们肉眼所见到的东西。
Whatever your eyes can see, whatever it is, it cannot be the one God.
无论你的肉眼能够见到什么东西，那些东西不会是这个一神。
But things you see, people you see, could be God's images. God's presence is in all things.
但是眼能够看得到的东西呢是神的形象，因为神的同在是在每一样东西一起。
Especially God's image is in people who are like him.
尤其是神的形象呢是可以在一些似他的人身上找到。
Many people have seen Jesus.
有很多人见过耶稣。
Talk with Jesus.
跟耶稣讲过话。
We are told in the Bible Jesus is the perfect image of God.
圣经告诉我们耶稣是神的完美形象。
But because Jesus is not invisible, Jesus is not God.
但因为耶稣不是肉眼看不到的，所以耶稣并不是神。
God is above all. God is above Jesus.
神是超乎一切之上，是超过耶稣。
Jesus is not equal to God.
因为那位一神是超乎一切之上，所以神和耶稣不是同等的。
Last week we learned from another text. God is immortal, invisible, the only God.
上一个礼拜我们从第二篇经文学到一些东西，讲到神是不死的，是眼看不见的，是唯一的独一真神。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
就是提摩太前书一章十七节。
And then in chapter 6 and verse 16 of 1 Timothy, we are told that God alone has immortality.
而提摩太前书的第六章十六节呢，那里有讲到唯有神是不死。
The only God alone is immortal.
只有独一的神一位是不死的。
But Jesus died.
但耶稣却系死咗。
Yes, after he died, God raised him from death on the third day.
佢死咗之后，喺第三日，神叫佢从死里复活。
But Jesus did die, which means Jesus is not immortal.
但系耶稣的确系死过。咁换句话嚟讲，耶稣唔系不死噶啦。
The Bible says God alone is immortal.
圣经明明讲到唯有神系不死嘅。
So Jesus is not God on this second count.
所以喺呢个原因底下咧，耶稣就唔系神啦。
The Father of all alone is God.
嗰位一切嘅父咧，只有佢系神。
Jesus is our Lord.
耶稣系我哋嘅主。
All these rich meanings we learn from one sentence in the Bible.
咁丰富嘅意思就系从一句经文学啫。
And we haven't exhausted it. Today we're going to study verse 6 from yet another angle.
但我哋仲未讲完嘅。嗱，今日我哋要从另一个角度再睇第六节。
God who is above all and in all.
就系神咧系超越一切之上，同埋住喺一切之内。
Let me ask you a question.How do you know if God is real?
不如我问大家一个问题，你点知道神系咪真嘅呢？
I think each of us belong to one of three categories.
我相信我哋每一个人都系属于以下嘅三种情况嘅其中一种。
Either you are a person who believe in God, or you are a person who believe there is no God.
一系咧，你就系已经信咗神啦。第二种情况就是你是不信有神的。
So you belong to one or two? Or maybe there is a third possibility. You're not sure.
那你究竟是属于第一种还是第二种？又或者有第三种，就是你不太肯定。
You're a very careful person. Things you're not sure, you don't want to jump to a conclusion.
你是一个很谨慎的人，一些你不太肯定的东西，你不会妄下结论。
So you're skeptical?But you want to be open-minded.
所以你喺度有啲怀疑咁，但你好想开放你嘅思想。
So my question is, how do you know God is real?
咁我问题就系，咁你点知道神系有定冇啊？
Can humans possibly know God who is above all? Can you prove God?
人有冇可能去认识呢一个一切之上嘅神呢？你能唔能够证明到有神呢？
Seeing is believing.
在今天这个世纪，你见到你才会信。
If you want me to believe what you say, show me. Since you dare claim there is God, show him to me. Prove it.
如果你真的想我信你所说的话，你证明给我看。既然你说有神，那麻烦你证明给我看。
Can humans prove God who is above all? Can a human intellect reach so far?
那人究竟能不能够证明到在一切之上的神呢？我哋嘅智力能唔能够证明到呢一样嘢
？If a so-called God is within this universe, I think over time scientists can prove him or disprove him.
假如呢个神啊系喺呢一个宇宙嘅范畴里边嘅，咁相信日子长啲嘅话，我哋嘅科学家都应该证明到啩。
But the God of the Bible is above all. Can scientists and philosophers find a proof for God?
但圣经的神呢是超乎一切之上，咁科学家、哲学家能唔能够真系证明到有神
？Is God above proofs or not？
咁神啊，究竟系咪喺客观嘅证据之上，唔能够被证明出嚟嘅咧
？Whether you can prove God or not depends on how you mean by proof。
还是咧，你讲到要证明神，都在乎证明系咩意思咯
？There are two possibilities。
嗱，有两个可能性。
God is in all.
神呢亦住喺一切之内。
He moves freely through all.
佢系喺一切之中好自由嘅穿梭。
Hints about God are available, are all around you.
俾我哋知道有神嘅一啲提示咧，系会有嘅。呢啲提示咧喺我哋嘅周围。
If you follow the hints and seek hard after God, He'll help you to have experiences of Him.
如果你跟住呢啲线索同埋好努力去寻找咧，神咧就会让你经历到佢嘅。
When you've experienced God to you, even though to you only，
当你经历到神之后，对于你嚟讲，即使咧只系对你嚟讲
，and not to those around you，
而唔系你身边嘅人
，to you God will have become real。
对于你嚟讲，神就系真噶啦。
You can prove God subjectively for yourself through experiences.
即係話你通過你嘅經歷咧，你好主觀嘅能夠知道有神。
You can prove God by yourself and for yourself only subjectively.
你能夠為自己，你自己係證明到有神嘅，但係只係主觀嚟講。
Because your experiences cannot convince a second person.
因為你嘅經歷咧，就可能唔能夠說服到別人話有神。
So, can you prove God?
所以你究竟能唔能夠證明到有神呢
？Yes, subjectively, by yourself and for yourself.
可以嘅，就係主觀嚟講，就係為你自己同埋你自己去經歷。
But objective proof of God for the public is not possible.
但係一啲客觀同埋向任何一個人嘅一啲證明咧，就唔可能嘅。
Such objective proof of God is not possible during this life.
在今生来讲，这些客观的证据是不可能的。
God is above all. He is above objective proof.
因为神呢，是在一切之上，甚至呢，他是在客观的证据之上。
Those who know me know that I like the countryside.
假如你认识我的话，你就知道我是很喜欢郊外。
Occasionally, we'll go to a place where the scenery is outstanding.
間唔中咧，我哋都會去一啲風景好優美嘅地方。
Different people respond to beautiful sceneries in different ways.
唔同嘅人咧，見到優美嘅風景嘅反應都唔一樣。
Again, let me outline three situations.
同樣咧，我會講下三種唔同嘅情況。
I wonder which one do you belong?
就唔知大家係屬於邊一種。
Firstly, seeing beautiful scenery, some simply pause and quickly rush on to the next place.
第一。有些人看到優美的風景之後就停一停跟住就很快就去下一個景點
Even though the scenery is magnificent for you one quick look is more than enough
雖然風景是很優美但對你來說可能望一眼就夠了
Nothing registers Nothing remains in you
沒有什麼是記在你的腦裡面也都沒有什麼是留在你的心裡面
Second situationSeeing beautiful scenery, other people pause in wonder.
有第二个情况，见到优美嘅风景之后咧，有啲人就会停低喺度，觉得叹为观止。
Instead of saying, the person may say, wow.
唔系讲而系讲哇。
And then, in silence, questions without words may appear inside your heart. But then, go away.Leaving those important questions aside.
咁然之後喺一個人嘅心裏邊咧，好靜靜嘅，有啲無聲嘅問題喺你心裏邊發出啦。之後咧就走咗啦，將呢啲無聲嘅問題咧就擺低咗。
That's the second situation.
呢種就係第二種情況。
A third situation, and that's me.
第三種情況，呢個就係我嘅情況啦。
For me, in front of a beautiful scenery, I just soak in the wonder of it all.
對於我嚟講，我見到一個風景優美嘅地方，我就企喺嗰度咧，覺得嘆為觀止。
I may go, wow. I may be in complete silence, being captivated by the beauty of it all.
我就會覺得，哇！可能咧完全係靜止，俾呢一個咁靚嘅風景咧就吸住咗。
And sometimes I may hear questions without words appearing in my heart.
有時我感覺到我內心是發出一些無聲的問題
But I'm of the kind who follow those questions
我是那種會跟蹤著這些問題的人繼續去思考的
So beautiful, I would say Can it be there is a designer, an artist behind it all?
我就會說哇真的很靚在這些這麼優美的風景的背後會不會有一個設計師呢
Is it really true, as others say, this is purely coincidental? One big bang at the beginning of the universe can explain all these beauty.
還是呢好像很多人說我這些都是巧合的啫。宇宙的一個大爆炸就解釋了這麼漂亮的風景了。
Can it be? Or there is someone behind it?
有沒有可能就是這樣呢還是呢背後有一位設計師
And if so,The person must have got good taste. The person must love harmony.
如果是這樣的話，這個設計師一定是很有品味，一定是很喜歡和諧。
Look at the lines. Look at the form. How one matches and merges into the other.
你看看線條的形態，他們怎樣去和諧、配合、協調。
I would follow the hints over a long period of time, and I will seek hard after this God.
我会跟踪住呢一个线索一段长嘅时间，我会好努力嘅去寻求呢位神。
And in my case, through the Bible, I found God.
喺我身上咧，我就通过圣经，我就揾到神。
But you see, even for someone like me who believe in God, beautiful sceneries do not and cannot prove God to another person.
即使好似我呢一类人相信咗神啦，优美嘅风景系唔能够客观咁样证明到有神嘅。
Listen to this sentence to see whether it's logical. This scenery is beautiful, therefore God exists.
咁你听下呢一句话，睇下合唔合逻辑啦？风景非常优美，因此神就存在啦。
The first sentence does not lead necessarily to the conclusion. As Christians, as honest people, we might say no.
因为第一句说话唔一定就能够引到去第二句话。作为一个基督徒，系一个诚实嘅人咧，我会话咁样唔能够证明到有神。
Beautiful sceneries only hint at God, but doesn't prove God. But it may help a person to follow the hint.
优美嘅风景只能够俾到我哋一个线索。话有神，但唔能够好客观地证明到有神，又能够帮助到一个人咧，去跟住呢个线索去寻找有冇神。
For me, over time, it encourages me to seek after Him.
对于我嚟讲，经过好长嘅时间，去鼓励咗我咧去寻求神。
God is above all; He is beyond so-called objective proof.
神系超乎一切之上，超越一切客观嘅证据。
But then there are personal experiences of God. I emphasize the word personal. Personal experiences of God show the person involved that God is real.
咁另外咧，又有人会有一啲个人对于神嘅经历，系向嗰个人证明到有神。
And encourages the person to take another step in search of God.
亦都鼓励嗰个人咧去进一步去寻求神。
Imagine a church gathering like this.
大家想象一下。就是一个教会的聚会，好像现在这样。
One day, you, a regular member at church, the preacher has known you for some time, you are sitting here listening to a Bible lesson.
你是每个礼拜都来教堂的了，那么讲员都很认识你了。有一天，那你就坐在这里听着讲道。
And suddenly, you say, how do you know my heart?
忽然间呢，你听听到呢，你就说，诶，点解你会知道我心里边谂紧咩嘅
？You feel the preacher for some reason knows the secret thoughts of your heart。
你好似感觉得到，诶，呢一个讲员啊，好似知道我内心一啲隐藏嘅思想。
That's because of some remarks the preacher says。
可能系因为呢个讲员讲咗一啲嘢。
And then you think this is an experience of God speaking to you through the preacher。
所以或者你就会觉得，诶，呢个可能系神通过呢个讲言同我讲咗啲嘢。
Have you had this experience?
你以前有冇过呢一种经历啊
？Do you think this is enough proof that God exists?
你会唔会觉得咁样就因此可以证明到有神啊
？Maybe not. Maybe this is not even enough proof for you.
又或者唔会，对你嚟讲咧，呢个证据都唔系好充实。
Because you're a regular comer to this church.The pastors and the teachers know you, your thoughts, your attitudes. They know your wife, your parents, your sisters.
因为你系每个礼拜都嚟教会，牧者都认识你，认识你嘅妻子、你嘅父母、你嘅姊妹。
It is possible the preacher will say something that addresses your particular situation.
有可能你呢个讲员讲嘅嘢咧，系切合你当时嘅情况。
Am I being fair? Am I being objective here?
我咁样讲公唔公道啊？我咁讲系咪客观啊
？It could be something purely psychological and social。
因为啲嘢咧，可能纯粹系心理作用嘅啫噃。
But now a second situation. Imagine one day a person who is not a regular of this church。
但系咧，有另一种情况。假设有一日，有一个人咧唔系经常翻嚟呢个教会。
Actually, the person hardly comes.Which means the preacher wouldn't know the person at all.
呢个人咧系好少翻嚟教会，即系话呢个讲员咧系唔识呢个人嘅。
Not the person's background. Certainly, the preacher doesn't know the secret thoughts of the person's heart.
唔识佢嘅背景，更加唔会知道咧呢个人内心深处隐藏嘅思想。
And the person listens and listens, and then the preacher says something, and the person says to herself, "How do you know my thoughts?"
咁佢喺度听嘅时候，佢就听到呢个讲员讲咗啲嘢，好暗地里咧，呢个人咧就有反应，就话：诶，点解你会知道我谂紧咩
？How do you know my heart？
你点样知道我嘅内心嘅
？As the person listens on, he or she gets even more amazed。
当呢个人咧再一路听落去嘅时候，可能越听咧就越觉得惊讶啦。
Now the chances of that being a coincidence is much lesser。
嗱，呢一种情况如果系偶然嘅话咧，机会系更少啦。
And perhaps something supernatural is going on here. Perhaps.
可能啫，一啲超自然嘅事情咧喺度发生紧。
But is that enough proof that God exists?
嗱，即使系咁，系咪一个充足嘅证据证明有神呢
？Maybe that's enough to prove to you that God exists, not others.
可能咧对你个人嚟讲咧就足够证据证明有神啦，但系对别人咧就未必一定。
If you had had this experience, try telling your story to your father, your mother, your friends. See whether they're convinced.
假如你曾经有个类似嘅经历咧，你试下将你呢个经历同你嘅爸爸啊家人讲下，睇下佢哋会唔会听完之后就信有神。
Such experiences of God are not for public consumption.
一类咁样嘅经历咧，唔系俾公众嘅。
Maybe this experience will benefit only two persons.
可能呢一类经历咧，只系能够造益两个人。
The person whose secret thoughts are being revealed, the person may follow the hints to take another step in search of God.
就系嗰个听到嘅人，而呢个人咧会跟踪住呢一个线索，会继续去努力去寻求神。
The other person who may benefit from such experience is the preacher.
另一个系得到造益嘅人咧，可能就系嗰个讲员。
Supposing the person after the meeting comes to the preacher and tells the preacher what happened.
因为假设这个人听完道之后，他走到个讲员的面前就告诉他这个经历。
How do you know my heart? But the preacher says, well, I don't know your heart.
为什么你知道我在想什么？讲员说，其实我不知道你在想什么。
But how could you be saying things that speak to my heart?
但你有什么可能讲到一些东西都是讲中我呢？
The preacher said, when I prepared the notes, I didn't even know you would be coming.
讲员说，我准备讲章的时候，我不知道你会来的。
You feel God is speaking to your heart, then God is here. The God who is above all is working through me and working in me to speak to you.
假如你觉得神是向你讲的说话的话，神就在这里。这一位超越一切之上的神，他是用着我去向你讲话。
Well, the Bible tells us that God lived in Jesus.
圣经又讲到神是住在耶稣里面。
The one God also spoke through Jesus.
一位一神亦都用耶稣去向人讲话。
But this one God is above all. He's certainly above Jesus.
但一位一神咧系超乎一切之上，佢当然咧就会超乎耶稣之上啦。
Jesus is not equal to God.
耶稣同神唔系同等嘅。
You see, the experience I describe is private. I think you can tell from my description.
我刚才讲嘅呢啲经历。是很个人的，我相信你听我说你都心里有数。
Such experiences are for the person's sake, to encourage him or her to seek God more.
这一类的经历是为某一个人的好处而做的，就是要鼓励那个人更努力去寻求神。
That experience is also private for the preacher, to increase the preacher's confidence in God, to increase his or her admiration for his God, to appreciate God even more.
嗱，呢一类嘅经历咧，亦都系为个讲员而设嘅，增加到佢喺神里边嘅信心，亦都增加咗佢对神嘅爱慕，去欣赏神更加多。
But the experience I repeat is not for public consumption.
但系呢一类咁样嘅经历咧，唔系为公众嘅。
It may mean a lot to you, but it may not mean much to others.
对你个人嚟讲，可能系好有意思，但系对隔篱嗰个咧，可能系冇乜意思。
It cannot prove to anybody objectively that God is real.
因为这样的经历是不能够很客观地去证明有神。
So I say again, God is above all. He's certainly above objective proof.
所以我再重新说，神是超乎一切之上，他当然是会超越了这些客观的证据。
Human reasoning cannot reach so far as to prove God objectively. But subjectively,God can be found by those who keep on asking, keep on seeking after God.
靠人类的理性是不能够客观地证明到有神。 但神是可以俾一啲努力去寻求佢嘅人去揾到。
There is one most important question in life. This one question will appear to you and will remain with you, even though people may ignore it.
喺人生里边有一个最重要嘅问题，呢一个问题系会出现嘅，并且会留喺你里边，即使咧有人会将佢置之不理。
That is the question of God. Is there God? Is there no God?
呢个问题咧就系有冇神呢？还是冇神呢？
Or are you not sure?
還是你是不太肯定?
Do you believe in God? Do you believe there is no God?
你相信有神嗎? 還是你相信沒有神?
Maybe you're not sure.
或者你不太肯定。
Hints about God are in all things that are around you.
關於神的線索是在你的周邊，在任何一件事上面。
Hints about God are not only in sceneries.
关于神的线索不是只是风景的。
In the ways how an embryo develops in the womb for 9.5 months.
或者是一个女人怀孕去胎儿怎样去成形。
And how by the 10th month, the body parts of a woman prepare themselves for delivery.
或者怀胎十月之后，一个女人的身体已经准备好去生产孩子。
How the eyes first develop inside the womb.
在个妈咪的胎里面，眼仔是怎样成形的？
How the little brain develops, how the little fingers and the toes develop.
胎儿的脑部、手指啊、脚趾啊，怎样成形？
You can see the wonder of it, the signature of God.
你都可以看到神的手、祂的工作、祂的创造。
So I say hints about God are around you.
所以我说关于神的线索是你周围都有的。
Such hints put questions in you.
这些线索是会在你里面发出问题。
The question will remain with you.
这些问题会留在你里面。
Unless you choose to ignore them.
除非你选择不理这些问题。
Or you can choose to follow the hints.
又或者你可以选择去跟踪着这些线索。
It's also a choice you can make. It will be a good choice you make.
这个都是你要做的选择。会是一个好的选择。
Or you can choose to follow the questions after some time and quickly ignore them again.
又或者你会选择去追踪这些线索，问这些问题，但是不到两三下你就停了，不再问了。
When you stop asking more questions, that's also your choice.
如果你停止不再去问问题的话，这个都是你的选择。
Maybe you're not patient enough.
或者你没有这样的忍耐。
Maybe you allow yourself to be too busy.
或者你会很忙地去麻醉自己呢?
But that's your choice.
这个都是你的选择。
But you can also keep on asking, keep seeking after answers.
但是你也可以继续去寻求，去寻问答案。
Because after all, it's your responsibility to find out.
因为讲到底，都是你有责任去寻找的。
Each and every person must ask, everyone must seek, and you will find.
每一个人都有责任去问，每一个人都要去寻找，咁你就会揾到嘅。
In closing, let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11.
我哋结束嘅时候，请大家翻去路加福音第十一章
，verses 9-13.
第九节至十三节。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们。寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间作父亲的，谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？十三节。你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人呢？
Your Chinese translation uses the two words 祈求 It means to ask for something. In the original Bible, the word is simply ask.
中文的译本呢就用了一个字祈求，在原文的圣经呢就即是要问提问。
For those who are willing to follow the hints and ask questions, God will give you more answers.
对于那些愿意去追踪这个线索去发问问题的人，神会给到你答案。
For those of you who are patient to seek after the hints given, God will give the person even more directions until God helps the person to find him.
而那些很努力跟着这些线索去寻求神的人，神会给这些人更多的方向指标，直至到这个人找到神为止。
And when the person finds God, she would have found exceeding joy in life.
当这个人找到神的时候，他就找到无比的喜乐，在人生里面最大的喜乐。
The joy of knowing the one God who is above all.
就是认识了这个在一切之上的神的那种喜乐。
How I pray and wish that each of you will one day know such exceeding joy.
我多么希望、渴望大家都有一天是找到这个无比的快乐。
So let me concludeHints about God are available to you almost every day.
让我结束，关于神的线索呢，其实每日在你周边你都会找到。
It is your responsibility to find out.
这个是你的责任要去找。
Let us close in prayer.